Okay, good morning, everyone. It's sometime in April, I think, the 13th, and it's a Wednesday, 2022. What a shocker that is. My name is Chip Littlejohn, and that's usually the introduction I give, but we actually had our very first Avini Scientific Advisory meeting yesterday by Zoom about this time. And so I'm going to spend some time on that today. And one of the things that we were asked to do by each other was to not assume that everybody knows us when we go on a call and give a little bit of an introduction. We're supposed to create something that's between 30 and 90 seconds. And so I'll try this one out and see what you guys think of it. I am Chip Littlejohn. I guess I hold myself to be the world's foremost expert on things that don't matter much to others. Unfortunately, a lot of the things that I really got good at are actually dangerous or hurtful to others. I mean, let's just say you happen to need, to grow a bunch of sugar. I happen to be an expert in raising sugar beets. I was the farm manager at the University of Nebraska when we were studying a lot of things, including, sadly enough, the very first uses of Roundup and glyphosate. So I'm deeply involved in all that. So, okay, probably don't want to hear more about that. Okay, let's just say you need to move a large army during the night using parachutes. That's another area where I'm an expert. Okay, you guys don't want to play with that either. But then I became an Avini distributor. And one of the things that just really, the theme of the entire gathering that jumped out at me yesterday was from Dr. Samuelson, and he insists that we do the life-saving products and activities first. So for practical purposes on these gatherings, I am a brand-new distributor in a brand-new company. It's called Avini. And the theme is that we do the life-saving products and activities first. Not a bad place to start. Love that. Love that. Okay. So, so what are we going to talk about today? I wanted to do a little bit on maybe just that experience of doing that. But we started out with a question before the call started. And I always love the call before the call. And Barb asked about directions on the nano silver, Dr. Samuelson's product, the spherical nano silver, like 200 atoms of silver in a little ball that is able to go and find the things that want to turn pathogenic, that are organic things that want to turn pathogenic in you, and to stop them. And it does that by taking away their tools and their keys. Is essentially how nano silver works. All those little outcroppings or the little mechanisms that a protein uses to wind it in, wind its way into a cell that it shouldn't be in because it's harmful, those get blocked. That's how nano silver works in a nutshell. Huge benefits from that. But the question was specifically, we had a set of instructions on a container that said to hold it in your mouth for a while before you swallow it. And was that important? Because it isn't on the current packaging. And packaging, I will say, is a big, big deal to these guys. The interface with all of you that are representing the products. If I looked at what I'm doing right this second, and I think what I love to do, it's to interface between a company and great ideas and a bunch of people that are wanting to learn about it and get it out, market it to people. So I think in that quest, we want to avoid as much as possible unnecessary additional details. Now, we can talk about it here, but I think it's important to say you don't have to do that. So you could hold the products in your mouth for a little while before you swallow them. Now, I tend to do that, but you don't have to. Why might you want to do that? That's your choice, especially with the silver and the zeolite. Why might you want to do that? Well, everything begins in your mouth. Troubles begin in your mouth. digestion begins in your mouth. There's actually a psychological response to putting things in your mouth, so there's hormone things that go on there. If you did choose to hold your silver in your mouth, it might start to improve the microflora right at the very top. If you swallow it, it's going to go systemic and do the same thing. Kind of an interesting thing with the zeolite. If you hold it in your mouth a little bit before you swallow it, I make a joke sometimes and say never ever swallow it. It's going to disappear anyway. You know, but it's not something that belongs in a label. What you'll find is you go to the dentist and he's cleaning your teeth and he starts scraping them. Nothing goes flying all around your mouth and all over the office. No plaque builds up. Stains that were there begin to diminish and disappear. You get a whiter, brighter smile. Better breath. I mean, all those things go together. To the point that one of the things that Rick has talked about for years is having some personal hygiene products, including toothpaste, that he'd like to bring into existence. All these guys that are on your executive committee, so just happens to work out that the scientific advisory board is the executive committee plus me. I find that kind of interesting. So Neil is kind of our founder and our business mind, the guy that, you know, was creating multi-billion dollar drugstores on the West Coast in his early life. He's the one that's not scared of growing things big and fast and dealing with everybody and keeping a lot of balls in the air. That's who he is. And then you've got Doug Dickey. And Doug and my roles are kind of somewhat similar in a way, except he's on the corporate marketing side as an interface to you guys, and I'm kind of on the distributor side as an interface to you guys. At least that's the way I'm perceiving it at this point. I love to listen to Doug talk, and I kind of wait for him to say, to spill the beans first before I do, because I think he's a little bit more intimately involved there. But then the two big, I guess, the geese that lay the golden eggs are the scientists. And for the first time ever, we are involved in a company where those guys are not just hired guns. I mean, have you ever been around people that were bringing a product to a network marketing group that were, I called them hired guns because they'd show up and they'd talk about it and maybe they'd bring something from someplace else or formulate it. For the first time, I'm in a spot, and I bet every single one of you are too, I suspect the entire industry has a chance to come to a place where those guys are the executive committee. What an experience to hear them open a meeting about Avini. Oh, my goodness. I thought for a moment, maybe I'm in over my head here, and then I referred back to swimming, and my mom, if you listen to Valerie Johnson, with her talk on Monday, she talked about a woman who had polio and recovered and wound up becoming a great athlete after being told she'd never be able to walk, wound up setting records running. But my mom had that same problem. I'm sitting at a table now at my sister's house where, you know, I sat with my mom a lot of times. She was a 1924 model and has now been dead for a few years. The anniversary happens when the trees bloom. Remember, that's about to happen. But she had polio, and it settled in one of her legs. If it had gone to her lungs, it was before the iron lung would have taken her life. It settled in one of her legs, and she wound up being the world's greatest mom. Now, some of you are thinking we got the same mom because yours is also the world's greatest mom. But I had one like that. But she had to swim to get strong enough to walk. So I got the same treatment. My kids did, too. You know, the kids, literally the day their navel fell off, they went in the water, which is during the first week. You know, and that black thing falls off, and now they've got a navel that you can see the part beyond the knot falls off. And so I didn't want them to be afraid of the water. Don't want you guys to be afraid of the water. I want you to be absolutely calm and comfortable that you are representing and capable of being an Abhini person. And so no matter how deep the water gets, all you got to handle is the first 6 feet. Everything after that's just swimming. And I really saw that when I began to experience Dr. Samuelson and Rick Deitch in this setting. I mean, you can give them the world's biggest problem, and Neil, too, in his world. You know, after the first 6 feet, it's just swimming, and they know how to swim. Boy, do they know how to swim. It's interesting that they really go to systems and structure. The chair of the council, so the guy who's organizing the meeting and calling for votes and that kind of thing, is Dr. Samuelson, and he just really sees what you guys are doing as the beginning of a system and structure for people like Rick and him to bring products that many already exist, life-saving products that already exist, but are undiscovered beyond the guy that came up with them. Partly because the money wouldn't work. So it's up to you guys to move these things into the marketplace so that the money works. And I have no doubt that you're going to do that. I mean, my intent is to be really helpful to you in doing that. One of the things that came up, and this was from Neil, and I just absolutely loved it. He was talking about, you know, introducing products. And when these guys were talking, I kind of did a little outline of the way the conversation goes. I thought you might get a kick out of that. I don't know. So they sort of were mapping out the beginning of this thing, and they were brainstorming it, and then they were making decisions and contemplating decisions, and then instantly a timeline would begin to form. And there would be something like, okay, I need 10 days to decide if we can pull this product together, get it packaged, labeled, and represented to introduce it. Or we need 30 days or 60 to 90 days, or that's a six-month thing that's coming down the line. And, of course, details about that would be spilling the beans. And so I'd like to give you a couple of hints along the way, though. So that's really how it was going, brainstorming, mapping, decisions, and timeline. Those guys were just clicking that kind of stuff out like crazy. And I couldn't believe how much was done in a half an hour, then an hour, and then everybody had to go because they got other stuff to do. So I found that to be really interesting. But what Neil said that I love is that let's use the introductions of additional products as rewards to the group for the momentum they create at the beginning with the products we put in their hands. And I thought, oh, I really, really love that. If you've ever been around a coach and it's, you know, a sport with balls or something like that, you know, and the reward is, it's not, you know, candies or cookies or vacations or something like that. It's the opportunity to play more, the opportunity to practice more, the opportunity to be involved more. And so that tells me that you love what you're doing if your reward is you get to do more of it. Absolutely love that. And so you can anticipate you're going to create a whole bunch more momentum when this goes in. It's going to be like a three-month pre-launch that's coming at you. And so we are, I don't know what comes before pre-launch, but that's where we are now. We're in inception stage, but it's also victory assured stage because of the seed that's here. And we've poked our heads through the ground. We're a little cattle eating coming through the ground, and it looks like we're going to attract you guys. We're going to attract spectacular, brilliant people on the advisory side, the science side, the business side, the distributor side. All those things are going to be attracted here. So is there a tree and a seed? Is there a forest and a seed? And I've thought about that a lot. And what there is the ability to attract a tree and a seed. And that's kind of defined by the seed itself. And so what you are experiencing right now is you've been in the seed, and now it's opened up, and it's got its cotyledons up above the ground. Those first, you know, they look like every other, you know, single or two little leaves that pop out of the seed through the ground. But it's going to be exactly what you attract. You are part of the seed. It's going to become what you attract. It's going to become who you are. It's going to become who they are. This is the defining moment. It's really, really, really special to be here and do this and to be able to be with you guys and share it with you and see it is just wonderful. All right, a little bit more detail. What might be cool? Well, let's see. Oh, this happened actually during the call yesterday. Pat Tracy's on with us, and Neil said, oh, I was watching Inner Circle. This just happened. Pat Tracy said she's had an Iloxan experience. Let's just call it a Rick Cobra experience, because it's going to be rebranded, new name, new packaging, new strength, all special things, especially for us, that makes it distinctive beyond what has ever been offered before. And she says that after 30 years, something gigantic had changed for her. And I always like her to be able to tell her story. Maybe when we open the line, she would do that. But Rick chimed in and said, oh, yeah, I knew that would happen. That's part of the way it works. You know, there is a component of cobra venom that is designed to take the highly amplified signals out of a nerve signal. It doesn't take away the ability to feel or to operate your body or to sense things. You know, you're not going to get in trouble that way, but it's going to knock the peaks off of the signal, which are apparently, by definition, that's where the pain runs. It runs in those high frequencies. When you So you knock off the peaks, and all of a sudden you feel comfort instead of misery. And so I might ask Pat if she'd say something about that when we open the lines a little bit. All right. Here's another one from Gary Samuelson. I'm looking for the umbrella things about these guys. Gary will say stuff without hedging his bets at all. And, you know, he's talking about products that he's created in his lifetime that are going to come to you guys. Maybe in a hybrid form of some kind that makes it even cooler, more distinctive, special to you. And he'll say something like, it is absolutely 100% safe. 100% efficacy. And he's not afraid of saying 100%. Doesn't catch his languaging at all. And I find that really refreshing, because so many people, you know, take a little bit of the edge off of what they say, leaving room for something to not work. And he's really that's really not his style, just in case you're wondering. All right. Let's see what else I got here for that. Like, oh, they are also big, and this is very, very important, and very important for you guys too, how not to fail. You don't want to do something that harms someone else. You don't want to do something that gets you sued. You don't want to do something that gets you crosswise with the regulatory agencies like the FDA. So as we tell our stories and give our experiences and represent our natural product, we want to make sure and do it properly so that people don't think that we are docs. Even those of us who happen to be docs, when you're representing a natural product, you don't want to do it improperly. So there are products out there in the world that are medical that require a doctor, a diagnosis, a prescription, and a pharmacist because they're dangerous. You need those things to keep you from getting hurt. These things are not. You can't get too much, too little. You can't do it wrong. You can do it a little different. You're going to learn things from each other. But the main thing is just get them in you, and they're going to go to work, and something good's going to happen. I call that stuff. Let's see what else I got here. Well, they all come with a spectacular history. I love what Dr. Samuelson said on his Wednesday cellular health call, which is kind of a generic call. It'll be on this evening. If you guys would like to start doing that, it's pretty much like a university. I'm talking a graduate level class on how living things work. It's that good. I'd say 200, 300, 400 level class. But each of those guys also speak in a way, not just so if you're looking for details you get fed, but if you're brand new and needing to learn how to express it to a brand newer person even than you, that you get fed as well. And both Rick and Dr. Samuelson speak in that way, and the rest of us aspire to be like them when it comes to that. But, yeah, you definitely want to get on that if you can. But, let's see here. Yeah. They really are interested in packaging, the intersection with you, the image, the functionality, even to the point of being recyclable packaging, if possible, that kind of thing. And Doug said something that's really essential, and it's kind of part of he and I, and I don't think it's an absolutely necessary component, but you need somebody to be able to do these things. And really, all of us on that call would be like that. And Doug will say, okay, this was your product experience, and this was your response to it, and then probably the affliction that Dr. Samuelson and Rick and I and Doug all share is, and here's why. Let me tell you why it worked. And so that slows us down a bit. You don't have to know that. You just need to know you can use it. It's safe. It's going to do wonderful things for you. They are life-saving technologies. That's what we're all about here. And that's it. Here's a cool little detail. The purchases of the mushroom blend are right now at this level, and so hopefully we'll grow this. Each purchase lot is around 200 kilograms. And you guys are selling it about as fast as it can be made. The Niloxin ran up into a one-day issue with just labels. And the labels will arrive today and it will go out today. But you guys actually outsold the label supply of Niloxin. And they really want distributor questions to be answered quickly. They want products to be shipped out quickly. And those are two of the main things that Neil insists on for his products. Okay, I'm just kind of going through my notes here and looking to see if there's anything else. Oh, some of the brainstorming going on was really interesting. And this is something I think I can talk about. Because it was Dr. Samuelson and Rick interacting, bouncing things off of each other. Remember, Rick, according to Dr. Samuelson, is a genius in formulation. Dr. Samuelson says that he himself is a genius in delivery and structure. So what happens when two highly developed areas run into each other and start changing information? You're going to get, I don't know what comes after genius, but I That's what those two guys were when they start talking together. And so Dr. Samuelson observed, to Rick's surprise and amazement, that nanoparticles, the silver, are probably going to stick to and ride along with the zeolite, becoming something of an antenna for each other, something like that. And that he can determine in products what the frequency is, and that will have a lot to do with what he does going forward with all this cellular communication. But he said those two things are two big products, the Cell Defender and the Nano Silver, have a very special interaction. And then they started talking about stuff like how to prove that. And Gary said, well, I have access to the electron microscopes at the University of Utah. I could take pictures of it. And Rick said, well, gee, I do a lot of computer modeling. Boy, thank you for those words, Lord. Computer modeling. I count on those words coming out when I need them. Rick said, I do a lot of computer modeling, and if you look at his slideshows, you can see that. And he said, I can show it in that way. So, I mean, this is just kind of the sorts of things that might come to you in your materials going forward. And then they started talking about electrons and how they might be bouncing from one orbit to another, and the quantum continuums and stuff like that that we probably don't need to do, but that's the kind of stuff that we have. Those are the minds that are bringing things to us. And I think that's a lot of what I wanted to bring to you today. Both of those guys, they don't get in over their head. Anything after 6 feet to them is just swimming. They literally say, give me the biggest problems of life. Give me the life-saving problem. And those are the ones that I want to solve first. Literally said during the call. Let's do the life-saving stuff first. That was the big theme to me. So I hope sometime during this call I said something about most of the products, but I want to just real quickly say something about each of the four products. Zeolite. Okay? Has the ability to attract, trap, transport, and facilitate excretion of things that are poisonous to us we could never get rid of before. Like taking a shower on the inside to get rid of things we never could. Nothing but a form of hygiene. Nano silver. Everybody has silver probably in their medicine chest, but they don't use it. Why? Because it hasn't been as effective as they thought it would. The idea was great, but it wouldn't really do it. Who's got the guy? I mean, these are the real guy. There isn't somebody better than our guys on these topics. Nano silver that has been essentially vaporized and then caught as it returns to a solid in the stage where it is 200 atoms of silver in a little ball, spherical ball, and therefore takes away the keys and the tools that pathogen used to hurt us. That's what nano silver is. The immunity. Medicinal mushrooms, an array of medicinal mushrooms. Oh, here's a detail you might like. One of the things, you know, the mushrooms make polysaccharides. Aloe and mushrooms kind of share that. Those are the two big places where you can get cool polysaccharides. We're getting them from mushrooms, the array of medicinal mushrooms. Ours are grown together, so they fight with each other, which causes like 100 times response because they're fighting for their space in the creation of the ingredients that they make that we want. Isn't that cool? Instead of being each grown separately and mixed together later, they're grown together so that their competition creates the effect that we want. It has zeolite in it. The zeolite in the immunity product is taken out of the process while it's larger than what's in the Cell Defender product. The reason is they want it to travel not systemically into the body fluids, leaving the gut, but to stay in the gut with the mushrooms, where there's a synergistic immune response because the two are together. And then the cobra venom product, Rick's cobra venom product. There is talk going around about all kinds of uses for snake venom. Of course, a lot of those are poison, just like uses for your old buddy Chip in my introduction. You know, I can be used to hurt people, lots and lots of people, but I didn't really want to do that, so I come hang out with you guys instead. It's a lot better life. Same way with cobra venom. Same way with oxygen, even. You know, oxygen is toxic until we get an organization of cells that are able to live in and use oxygen. Cobra venom the same way. There is a component of cobra venom that's beneficial. That's what's in the product. And it does build up. You should continue to benefit more and more over the first week or 10 days. It accumulates and the benefit incurs. You don't get it in a spot where you've got too much of it. You could take thousands of doses and still be just fine. So please don't worry that any of these products, we couldn't have them. By definition, we could not have any of these things in our hands if they could hurt you. So there you go. Alright. I think that's what I wanted to tell you today. Kat, would you please kindly, if you're there, be the first to open your line and tell the story that got Neil so excited yesterday when he read it on Inner Circle? Star 6 to open if you can. Is anybody there? There
she is. You can hear me.
No, I got you. Wonderful to hear your voice.
You too. I love the... I was getting emotional with what you were talking about today, and I'm so excited about all the products. But obviously I'm a little bit more into the cobra venom right now. I'd rather say cobra venom because it sounds neater than the
other one.
Yeah, it does sound neat. It
does sound neat. Yeah, I'm using cobra venom. Besides that, you ain't scared of nothing, right?
No, that's right. Gets people's attention anyway.
Made them look.
Right. And what I was talking about on the Inner Circle was that I had an amputation where my leg, the nerves and the neuromas and stuff and the residual limb are still there. And so they talk to you seriously from time to time. Excuse me. And can be to the point where it's excruciating for a day or two at a time and won't let up. And by that time you're exhausted and you don't care. But I've been fighting this off and on for 30 years. And Rick mentioned on several Zoom calls ago about the cobra venom that he thought this was a reflex sympathetic dystrophy problem. I guess I shouldn't get into that technicality, but it was nerve problem is what it amounts to. And that the cobra venom could help that. So when I got the product, I thought, I was out of the detox for whatever reason I was out of it. And so I thought, well, let me try the cobra venom. And because it gives me a clue that it's starting to get into its cycle and be seriously uncomfortable I can just tell it starts to become a little mini uncomfortable firing type off in my leg. And I thought, let's see if we can stop it. So I took a few sprays of the cobra venom. I'll be darned, it never got into its normal cycle. I mean, it was nothing, it was gone. Like you said, it just kind of grabs it and puts it back into its, degree of normalcy. I don't know how else to explain it. It's amazing. So, anyway, thank you for the opportunity to explain that or try to, because it's been life-changing for me.
Well, you're special to me, and you're always there, and your story is going to rescue lots and lots of people, I'm sure. I have to say, kind of a cool thing happened with Pat. She stuck an inner circle of comment that wouldn't it be neat if Chip got to be on the scientific advisory. And about 10 minutes later, Neil stuck on there, okay, he is. And so apparently she's very influential, I guess. But,
I don't know how that happened.
Well, it did happen. I mean, you know, maybe we don't know exactly how things happen, but it did happen. And I love what you said, just back to normal.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what a concept, right?
Right.
So you just heard a perfect example. Why do Rick and Dr. Samuelson love you guys so much? Believe it or not, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, Niloxone has been in the Walgreens. And if you walk into the pain section, I mean, he got it worked up through normal channels, you know, through his Nutripharma, pharmaceutical company channels into the streams of retail medicine at one point. And I think it's still there. And I actually have had the experience of walking into a Walgreens, going to the pain section, and trying to figure out whether it's, you know, a cream, a spray, or a pill, because they're kind of divvied up that way, and then getting to the point where I knew I was where Niloxone ought to be, knew what it was, this has been, you know, some time ago, and stood there looking at it, and I mean simple minutes before I could and pick it up and know what it was. I mean, doesn't one box look like a lot like another? One pill, one spray, one cream, they look a lot like another. And you don't know which one's got the magic and which one doesn't. And if you're somebody like you, I bet, because you are somebody like me, all of you guys, you've got to feel the magic. You've got to have something that lights you up or you won't do it. And those guys love you because you love them back, because you get lit up about their product. It doesn't just disappear into the camo of a shelf full of stuff. And you know, that doesn't take much of these things to help you. I mean, the packaging is small. These battles that we're talking about are all fought on a parts per billion level. The silver thing, the zeolite thing, the immune deal, the pain stuff, copra venom, these are not big packages. They don't, you know, you don't have a gigantic display of them like Coke that really helps you, where you can stack up a whole bunch of cans and everybody buys them because you can't walk by it without missing it. No, it's a different kind of product. It requires a storyteller. And I'm just telling you, the better we tell the stories, the more they're going to give us to market. We need to prove to them that we are the interface for these kind of products with the marketplace, and I know we are. I know we are. Anybody else?
Chip, this is Hank.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, this afternoon, Dr. Gary's going to do his overview of silver on the at 4 o'clock Mountain on the Cellular Health Wednesday call, Zoom call. And we'll be recording that, and so that will be available for people to just see his presentation on silver.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of like the master class that Rick did last night on the venous as zeolite, and this is going to be Dr. Samuelson on nano silver. So this will be the master class. Is that correct, Hank?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be, he did that presentation last fall, and I think it'll be much like that. It has that deep dive down into the cells, and everybody loves it. So he's going to do that for us, and we'll have it recorded now by tomorrow.
Thank you.
I got to say, I know a lot of people love Dr. Samuelson, and he was a little bit suppressed before. If you haven't been around him since Avini started, you need to enjoy, because he is really, he's really tuned up. He's happy about what's happening. His vision, one of his biggest visions, I'm talking about lifelong overriding vision, is to get these things that everybody already knows about and create the mechanism by which, the system by which they get to the people that need them. And he sees us as that. Just in case you wonder how important what you're doing is here. We're not just dinking around with this. We're fulfilling people's lifelong dreams that are brilliant.
Great, yeah. All right. We're looking forward to that. And then tomorrow morning we're going to have Neil Roth on this call.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning on this voice call we got Neil. That's me. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
part of the structure, you and Kathleen. Thank you for that info.
Sure.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah. Who have I got?
It's Robbie. This venom, cobra venom, I mean, does it really come from a cobra snake? Is that for real?
Yeah, Rick actually has his own cobra farm, and they get milked once a week, and he has people to visit sometimes. It's in Florida. This has been a fascination for him since he was a graduate student because of peptides. So these are like components of proteins, that kind of thing. He worked first with cone snails, and he was working with one that it turns out didn't have a scientific name yet, so he named it after his wife. And so there's an entire group of venomous cone snails, whose name is Liz. I think when he says it, it sounds a little more scientific. But yeah, this is a long-term fascination for him, and we're the beneficiaries.
So I wondered how long the product lasts before you run out of supply. I guess you got to just keep throwing snakes. Huh?
Well, snakes are willing to reproduce if you give them an opportunity. It's a little bit like humans. So I guess we can grow, get a bit. If we cause a bigger snake farm, we're really doing great. But remember, it's a 1/10,000 dilution. 1/10,000 dilution. So you get a lot of product from a little bit of venom. You're not trying to catch dinner with this venom. You're trying to knock the tops off of a pain message going down in her, like Pat just described. So I hope you like that answer. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Chip, Doug Dickey here last week said that that cobra farm, there's 300 cobras in there, and they're milked every 2 weeks. So it's an ongoing process in his farm.
Okay. Thank you for knowing that detail. I think it's cool, like Frank just did, and that's part of what you get from these calls. You can give a quick little intro to something. If somebody says, oh, tell me more, you've got another level, and maybe, if you hang around with us, you might wind up with two or three more levels deep that you can go and tell about, just like what we just talked about with the Cobra product. In the last minute or two, you've heard several more interesting things. If you'd like to use those when somebody asks you a question, then I think it ups your credit. At least I hope it ups your credibility a little bit. Tells that you're excited, interested, enthused about it, want to know more, want to tell them more. I hope it works that way. I think that's the way it works. Yeah.
Could Pat tell us if she used the roll-on or if she used the spray?
Yeah, Frank, I used the spray.
Use the spray. Okay. On my situation, Neil recommended the roll-on, and it worked extremely well also.
Well, say something about your spray. Now, you did spray in the mouth, right, orally? Yeah, is that correct?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
And how much? How often?
I was amazingly surprised after just a couple times, but I used a couple, three sprays. And it's on the second time around that I really noticed I didn't have the nerve problems firing off anymore. So it didn't take long. it was probably, a couple, 3 hours later that I used the second go around.
Okay, so there's another little moment of beauty. Someone asked for more details. We got more details from Pat. Would you like another detail from Frank about how he used it and what he got from it? All right.
Okay, my situation was I slipped on some spiral stairs and I fell backwards and my feet shot off underneath, so my back, the middle of my back, took the brunt of the fall and really bruised the muscles. And so I contacted Neil and he recommended to put the ball on, use a roll on and then rub it in. And that way you get a good spread over all the area. And slow to sure, it took 3-4 times, but all of a sudden it really started to make an impact on that severe pain that would not go away. And so my situation, the ball worked the best. In your situation, the spray worked the best. Two different applications, but yet they're still doing the same job.
You know, it's kind of crazy, and I was listening to Rich Cotter, and he's looking for the magic product to come in the door with, and he believes Niloxone is it. I bet he's on with it. So I've always, for years, come in through the zeolite door. I'm so comfortable doing that, but now we've got, guess which product sells the best? I'm gonna ask Darren that, because I think Darren knows, and we're kind of doing a little Niloxone focus here at the end, or Cobra, let's say Cobra focus at the end. Darren, would you add your testimony since we've kind of got them right here, and tell me which product sells the best? Darren, you still there?
Sure, Darren.
He might have gotten a call. He's so busy. He was there when we started. But, well, I'll just go real quick. The product that sells the best is your favorite.
Good answer.
Hey, Jeff, right? Thank you again. I put a short video in the Facebook group, and I really love it. I had a stroke 6 years ago, and my right arm has been really stiff, and this is starting to get pliable. More like my left one. So I love the Niloxone.
So it's actually led to flexibility and movement for you with essentially a brain injury that wound up finding its way to a muscle.
Yeah. I have some other.
So that would go to kids that were hurt at birth kind of thing, too. We're going to go through a period of product discovery that you've never been through before, you guys, at this level, I suspect. Because we're getting things that are going to be synergistic with each other. Many of us love product discovery, and probably if you love that, it gets you on this call. So,
okay, I don't know. Better than anything I've
tried. Yeah, that's Jim. Oh, yeah, Jim. Got to have Jim on this one. Go, Jim. Tell us what you know. He's history.
I just wanted to maybe build some hype here. The Cobra Venom, since it was originally called Cobroxin, and then it was upgraded to Niloxone, and then we got Niloxone Extra Strength, and I think you're going to be really excited to get a new product and have the extra strength. In comparison to the Niloxone
to
we
have. I think it's fair to say that's coming. And Jim is, you know, he's been around Rick for almost as long as me. Jim and Marilyn Castle. By the way, Marilyn Castle, in case we ever get an opportunity.
The address you're looking for JB. I have that there, the corporate number.
She is a research medical person. So, Jim and Marilyn, we got to get more Jim and Marilyn time. Thanks for speaking up.
No.
I don't know how we'd improve that. Let's call that our call for the day.
Anybody still getting
Thank you guys for being with me. It's getting noisy. We're going to bail out.